Good morning, everyone. It's Friday, and we are blessed and so happy to see you on this last day of the week. We've had a good week with digging into the treasures that God has for us and unfolding some mysteries, the mystery of godliness, the mystery of who we are in Christ. And on this Friday morning, I just want to celebrate a few moments together with you and talk about reversing the curse. Now, that dropped in my heart a couple of days ago, and I meant to get to it yesterday. As you see, I didn't get to it. But that dropped in my heart, and we hear a lot about reversing the curse, praying about it. Demand, you know, commanding and binding and loosing and so forth. But then the Spirit of God drops something else, an addendum or an additional thought. He said to me, the curse has already been reversed. Okay. Someone writes a book, Satan is alive and well on planet Earth, and then gives all kinds of stories about demonic activity. What does that do? It reinforces a mass amount of Christians to believe the devil still has to be conquered, and that somehow there's this great football game between God and the devil. The devil is not God's adversary. He totally controls everything God does. Satan has been defeated, and there's some ultimate things to happen. There's some conclusions to this ongoing journey we've been on. God has had us on since the creation of humankind, and it will come to a conclusion sometime, but not this week or next. We've got a job to do. This escape that has escape mentality, the rapture, secret rapture, sudden rapture, any day rapture, has kept the church in a flux for, 180 years, 200 years now. And it has put us into a neutral position, waiting for this catching away so that we don't have to plow the dirt and plant the seed and bring the harvest and paint the barn anymore. We're just going to get out of here. And then the crazy thing got split up in pre-rapture, post-rapture, mid-rapture, in-rapture, first rapture, second rapture. I'm being a little overboard, I suppose, but after a while, there were divisions within the divisions. Now, I happen to be raised on the other side of a lot of that mess. That's why it's easy for me to say some things, you know, some things about it, I suppose. But I was raised in a narrow view also. What I saw was not the complete picture. I saw part of it. What I didn't live in was that immediate catching away, because there was a job to do, go into all the world and preach the gospel. We didn't sit on our couch and wait for the day to pass, hoping Jesus would come. We had a job to do: win the lost, heal the sick, build churches, disciple the nations. Well, my view was not as broad as it is today, and tomorrow it will be bigger. What I know today will be increased tomorrow. Why? How do I know that? Because the Spirit is always expanding in the revelation of Jesus Christ. And what you knew, what you and I knew when we were converted, is just the entrance into this glorious journey we're on, called righteousness, salvation, born again experience, sons and daughters of God, joining the family, all those good things. So be encouraged today on this Friday. There's wonderful things happening, and I'm telling you, you are a part of it, because God said that was the truth. All right, reversing the curse. When the Holy Spirit said that, I just wanted to emphasize the fact the curse has been reversed. Here's a little sample of the reverse curse. You miss it, commit a sin, go crazy, rebel, break the rules, all those things that bring guilt and sin to our lives. Sin is missing the mark, breaking the covenant, so forth. And you ask forgiveness, and you feel pretty good about it. Feel like, you know, you've got your faith up, so you've got it. You're on the track again. Well, along comes Monday, or, you know, a low place in your spiritual engine. Oh, I feel so bad about that sin. You go back to the altar, or go back to your place of repentance, and you repent again. Okay, what are you doing? Well, you're expressing unbelief on the first time you prayed. You prayed, God forgave, curse was reversed, so you're not under a curse anymore. When you come into the Christ life, when God infills you with his Spirit, that's the born-again experience. Not just the Holy Ghost, not just the baptism in the Holy Ghost, but when you receive Jesus, Jesus, the Father, and the Spirit are all one. Now, what's the baptism? The baptism is the breaking out of that, the release of that, the domination of the Spirit with your tongue and with your emotions, with your mind, all those things. You submit yourself, and out flows those wonderful things that God gives us in the baptism of the Holy Spirit. All right, not teaching on that tonight. Just want to make sure you hear that. So you say, so you have this down day, you go back and you say, Lord, I repent of XYZ sin. Now, God has forgotten it, but you bring it up again. Now you're expressing that you doubted the fact that he did really forgive you. So what's going on? I'll tell you what's going on. Accusation. You're being accused by the enemy. You're being accused by some residue in your own thinking. You have not renewed your thinking to the powerful truth that you have been made new and the old man is dead. Now, James tells us that if we confess our sins, he's faithful. And if we confess our sins, he will cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So, if you believe that, then it's true. It happens. It's real. Now, what happens if I go back and say, God, oh man, I'm feeling really bad. 5, 10, 15, 20, 50 years ago, I'm still feeling bad. All right. You need to adjust that feeling bad business, because the enemy is using that to keep you tied down to the past. You're not under a curse. The curse has been broken. That's why you can be forgiven. That's why you can come to Christ. The curse kept everyone under the load and under the unforgivable things that could never be forgiven. Now, the Jews, Jewish generations, the Israelites, they had an entrance into God, and they were the only ones in the whole world that could come before the Father and have blood sacrifice. But Jesus was sent for the whole world, and he has broke the curse. He took it on himself. He took the sins, the sicknesses, all the accusations, all the guilt, took it on himself and bare that into death. And he died, and that was buried. Now, when he came out in newness of life, and the curse has been broken. You say, well, what about the curse of my family where there's sickness and there's brokenness? And okay, all right. When you open yourself up for that in believing that it's true, you have invited the enemy to come in and take advantage and to do exactly what you're fearing. The thing you fear comes upon you. Well, you say, wait a minute, isn't there some curses on on nations, on families, on places. They talk about the, you know, the Bermuda Triangle and places in the world where the, well, yes, there's sections of this earth and places in this nation we're in that have a heavy concentration of contracts with the enemy. And because of that, they have taken up residence or authority because of the people that give them authority on earth. They give it back to them. Now, here's how it works. Here's how it works. God gave humankind authority, you and I. Every man, woman, boy, and girl has authority of a person, a humankind, a man or a woman, mankind. Bible calls them mankind, whether this society likes it or not. We have the authority to speak. We have the authority to agree. We have the authority to open up all kinds of things on this earth. You say, well, I thought that was just reserved for the Christian. All right. The Christian has the e-ticket. Some of you young people don't know what that means. That was the big ticket in Disneyland. That's, we call that the e-ticket. We have the one that takes us all the way to the throne. We have authority both on earth and in heaven. A person without Christ has authority on earth in all kinds of places and things. You take a person that doesn't even know Christ, but they have a positive outlook, positive confession. We've got a ton of people who are teaching how to be successful in business because of a positive attitude. That's part of the human power. That's part of what God gave every man and woman on earth is the ability. Look what they, in the sixth chapter. Well, it's in Genesis. I think it's a little later than that. At the Tower of Babel. Maybe the 11th chapter, where God said, whatever they put their mind to, they'll be able to perform. So he confused their language. Why? Because they had the ability in unregenerated humankind to do whatever they thought and conceived to do. So the curse then is agreeing with a lie. And the lie is from the enemy that says, you're doomed, you're cursed, you're going to die, you're sick, you're broke, you're not going to make money, your children are going to all hate you. If you pick that up and start believing it, it becomes an active bondage and a curse in your life. But Christ broke that curse. That's why we can rebuke the devil. That's why we can say no to certain things that come our way. We don't have to accept them. Before the cross, they had no choice. Before the cross, they were doomed to a godless lifestyle. All right. Well, the curse has been reversed. I just wanted to remind you of that. This is not an in-depth teaching in that subject, but it is certainly something I wanted to close our Friday, our week out on. Let me read out of the Mirror Bible. Ephesians 3 and 16. See if we can tie this together with what I've just said, because this is what the scripture, God gave me this scripture before I started. I desire for you to realize what the Father has already envisioned for you. This is Paul writing in Ephesians. So that you may know the magnitude of his intent and be dynamically reinforced in your inner being by the Spirit of God. Let me read that again. This is the Mirror translation, a little different vision of it. Listen, this is the Amplified, same verse. May he grant you out of the rich treasury of his glory to be strengthened and reinforced with mighty power in the inner man by the Holy Spirit. All right. This whole thing about discouragement and fear and despondency and confession that brings a curse and sickness to us is all tied together with not understanding what he has done for us. And he has empowered us to be his representations on earth. Look at this. 17. This will ignite your faith to fully grasp the reality of the indwelling Christ. You are rooted and founded in love. Love is your invisible inner source, just like the root system of a tree and the foundation of a building. Well, amen. I am thrilled to share some of these good things with you. And when I say it, I hear it. And because I believe me more than anybody else. Now, come on, don't run away on that. You believe you more than anybody else. When you say, this is the day the Lord, something grabs a hold of you and you feel it. I come along and I say, hey, bud, this is the day the Lord has made. You say, well, okay, maybe, but I'm still feeling bad. But when you say it, you believe you more than anybody else. So when I get to teach you, preach to you, and shout a little bit about the glory of God, I'm feeling better at the end of the day. This is a selfish program. I'm doing it so I can encourage myself in the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, if you haven't been with us before and you're still here, that's a pretty good sign you're hungry. If that's the case, subscribe and hit that little bell next to us on YouTube, on Facebook, like us and be a friend. Share it with someone. That'll really be a help. Give a comment, a good one, hopefully. Amen. Hey, we're going to be Sunday night again, 6 o'clock. Come and be with us as we share some of the good things on Sunday, and then we'll charge off next week again. Some things cooking in my spirit, some changes I want to make, try to see what God's saying about the ongoing ministry. We're partway through 800 videos since we started 3 years ago. This is our third year anniversary this month. And I just want to encourage you, if God's nudged you to send us a gift, do it. It's always a blessing, always put to good use. Put it in the gas tank to get down the road. Amen. Well, God bless you all. I pray for you daily. Let me know you're out there so I can do that more often. Amen. Until next time, may the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the presence of the Lord and the Spirit of God be felt by others as they come around you. In Jesus' name.